good. Boy, I tell you, they did a nice job on the introduction of the starting lineup. And the Bayer Bobcats control the tip. Ball into the backcourt. Hollis-Secker brings it into the frontcourt. Blue Jays going to play a little zone defense. Bayer Bobcats trying to work over the top. Ball goes to Hollis-Secker. Ducks under the defense. Shoots in the lane. No good. And the rebound taken by Thornhill for Marshfield. He comes the other way. Kick it back outside for Fryman. Fryman moves into the lane. Got the ball down to Cucci. Cucci back outside. Long three-point shot is up off the rim. No good. And we get the rebound on the floor, and Marshfield comes out there with it, but a foul going to be called. And it looks like they're going to get Hunter Trinkler for the foul going after the loose ball. Trinkler had a little problem getting in foul trouble last night. And, of course, as you know, Trinkler, the freshman, is the Bobcats' leading scorer on the season. And if he gets in foul trouble, it really does bother the offense and point production. So he'll hit that. Take it easy here tonight. Bobcats back in the 1-3-1 matchup zone. Marshfield working around the perimeter. Got to Fryman. Now down the left corner to Adams. Adams out on top. Three-point shot by Cucci is no good. Rebound taken by Trinkler. Here come the Bobcats. They want to run a little bit. And that's to Trinkler going all the way to the bucket. Lays it up and in. The Bayer Bobcats are on the board first. They lead it 2-0. 1 minute into our first quarter. Marshfield with it on top. They'll swing it around to Thornhill on the right side. Now back to Cucci on top. Back to Thornhill. He'll swing it cross court to Fryman. Fryman. They have yet to get the ball to the big kid in the middle. He's down on the baseline. Bobcats doing a good job of denying him the basketball. There's almost a steal for Thayer. Marshfield got it back. Got to Cucci for three. It's off the mark. No good. And a rebound taken by Marshfield. And on the return shot, we get a foul call. I believe that'll be on Belcher. That'll be number one on Jaden Belcher. Belcher blocked the shot, but called for the foul. And it'll be number three, Carson Adams, the big 6'5 senior, going to the free throw line for the Marshfield Jays, trying to get their first point of the game. 6:39 to go first quarter, and the first free throw is up and good for Adams. And the Thayer Bobcats lead is cut to one, just underway here. Second free throw is up for Adams, and in and out, no good. Rebound is out of bounds off the hands of Marshfield. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Now in the JV game, we saw a lot of full court man-to-man by the Blue Jays, and they're going to employ that here in the varsity game as well. Bobcats inbound it to Hollis-Decker, draws the double team, leans to pass up the court, got it to Trinkler. Trinkler going to attack the basket, spins down the right side, double touches, throws it in, and will go behind and shoot for a three-point play. Trinkler makes that quick spin move on the right side of the lane, spinning to his left, and it is hard to stop. He got fouled, and the foul goes against number 11. That is Evan Cucci for Marshfield, his first team foul against the Jays here early. Trinkler misses the free throw, and a rebound gets on the floor. Bobcats, Heath Combs almost saved it from out of bounds. Couldn't quite get his hands on the ball, but a nice effort there. There, Bobcats up 4-1 early over the Marshfield Blue Jays. Marshfield's Cucci brings the ball into the front court up the right sideline. Swings it cross court to Thornhill. A long three is up off the rim. No good. Rebound Adams kicks it back out on top. Another three ball. Good. Number 32, Fryman. It's one from downtown. And just like that, our score is tied at 4-4. Thayer Bobcats with the ball in the backcourt against the full court pressure. Got it up across the timeline. Thayer now with a 3-on-3 opportunity. There goes Trinkler into the lane, throws it up too hard, rebound off the Marshfield. Here come the Jays. Oh, and Trinkler knocks it away from behind. Blue Jays get on the loose ball. It goes on the left side to Shad. Shad now is going to get fouled down in the corner by Riley White. That'll be foul number three on the Thayer Bobcats already in the game. 5:47 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at four. Marshfield will trigger it in down under the bucket. You got to think they want to get one into the big man here on the inbound play. They said, Strange, I'll bring it way out front. Now over to Shad in the left corner. Shad throws up a three. It's no good. Rebound. Heath Combs clears it for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats with a chance to go back on top. Got the Hollis Deckard for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Thornhill for Marshfield. Thornhill races up the left side all the way to baseline. Throws up a wild shot. No good. Rebounded by Marshfield, and Adams puts it back up and in. Carson Adams, he's going to be a problem for the Thayer Bobcats at 6'5". Thayer working the ball up out of the backcourt with Hunter Trinkler on the dribble drive. Now gives to Hollis Deckard, and Thayer sets the offense. Trinkler will take it out top. Handles it out in the Big blue Jay head in the middle four, and his pass is stolen. The Jays with a break on the other end, all the way to the bucket for the lay-in is Hunter Freiman, and Coach Matt Pitts wants to take a timeout. 8-4, Bayard trails Marshfield with 4:58 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Well, back after the timeout here at Marshfield High School, Bayard Bobcats broke out on top 2-0. Since then, they've been outscored 8-2, and Marshfield with an 8-4 lead over the Bayard Bobcats. Just under 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Bobcats inbound the ball here against full court, man-to-man pressure. Got it into Hollis Deckard. Deckard, they go over to Belcher in the backcourt. Now Belcher loses the dribble, got it to a Trinkler. Trinkler on the dribble drive up across the timeline just before the 10-second call. Bayer working the ball to the right side to Deckard. Deckard gives it to Heatcomb. Back out to Deckard on top. Hollis going down the right side of the lane. Shoots the floater. No good. Gets his own rebound. Fake. Has the ball poked away and picked up. Down the court to Freiman. Misses the layup and the Bobcats with the control. Here comes Belcher leading a 3-on-2. And Belcher takes it to the front of the rim. Misses the shot. Deckard gets the rebound. Goes back up. That's blocked. Trinkler's got it. He puts it up and scores. Hunter Trinkler has scored all six for the Thayer Bobcats early, and Thayer back within two. Marshfield got it top of the key to Coochie. Coochie grabbing down the right side lane. Bounce pass inside Adams. That's pretty. Adams lays it up and in. Not much Thayer could do about that. And again, full court pressure by the running Blue Jays. Bobcats break the pressure with Belcher on the dribble drive, and then he gets pushed. Oh, the ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to give it back to Marshfield. And the first substitution of the game comes for Marshfield. Number 13 checks into the game. That is Messick, who played in the JV game. So Messick is in, number 13 for Marshfield. That's going to be Marshfield ball. By the way, Adams, the big man, is out. We've got some discussion now at the scorer's table. And a technical foul has been called on Marshfield. Apparently, Messick is checked in. Oh, no, wait a minute. Or did they call it on Adams? They've called a technical foul on somebody from Marshfield. And Thayer's going to shoot free throws here. Apparently, Messick is not in the program. Down in the official score book. And the coach for Marshfield, Adam Thornhill, is talking to the official about it. And again, I don't know exactly what's going on here. I don't know why you would put Messick in there in place of your big 6'5", who is just having a field day, already, scoring 5 points in the game. Anyway, Hollis Deckard at the line to shoot free throws for Thayer. First one is up and good for the Bobcats. And your first points of bite for Deckard and the first by any Bobcat other than Hunter Trinkler. They are back within three, and back to within two as Deckard hits them both, and it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. And again, I don't know what we saw Belcher got pushed going up the sideline, and the ball went out of bounds. They were going to give it to Marshfield. All of a sudden, Messick checked into the game, and they teed up Marshfield. And from here, we don't know exactly. I don't know if Adams said something when he came off the court or what happened, but anyway, Thayer Bobcats with the ball down by two. Belcher going toward the lane, kicks it out. Carter Nicholson just in for Thayer. Goes inside to Riley White, back outside. Hollis Deckard, 17-footer off the baseline. Good. Hollis Deckard and the Thayer Bobcats have tied it at 10 with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Coochie on top. Brings the ball way down the corner to Freiman for the Blue Jays. Got it back to Coochie and now Thornhill. Thornhill will back it out. They'll restart the offense. Go to Coochie. Right side in the corner to Shad. He hits a three. It's good. Shad, second three-pointer of the night for Marshfield. And the Thayer Bobcats again break the full court pressure. Hollis Deckard waits for his teammates and starts the offense. Got it to Nicholson, to Riley White in the lane. Up, no, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot two. That'll be on Messick, number 13, who just checked into the ballgame. That was a good offensive possession for Thayer. Got the ball exactly where they wanted to get it and drew the foul on Messick. Team foul number 2 on Marshfield here in the first quarter. 3:09 to play. Riley White at the line. First free throw is up and no good for the Bobcat senior. Thayer down 3. Boy, you'd like to get back within 2. If Riley can knock this one down right here. Looking for his first point of the evening. Second free throw is good. So Riley White on the board, and the Thayer Bobcats back within 2, 13-11. Marshfield with the ball. Coochie brings up the right side. Goes toward the bucket. Back outside to Thornhill. Thornhill dumping it inside to Messick. Messick's shot is blocked, but a foul is going to be called. And I think they're going to get Belcher on that one again. And that's number 2 on Jaden Belcher here in the first quarter. And immediately, well, I thought Coach Pitts was going to get somebody up. Somebody stood up, but they're not going in the game. Going to the free throw line, number 13, Messick. Will shoot 2, fouled in the act of shooting. First one is up and good. And now the Bobcats will get Dominic Boyce into the game. Jaden Belcher will go to the bench with those 2 early fouls. Bobcat junior, Dominic Boyce checking in. Messick. Boyd Messick shooting the second one, and it's good. So 2 for Messick off the bench, and the lead is back to 4 for Marshfield. Thayer with it. Hollis Deckard coming up out of the backcourt. Got it. Up the floor to Trinkler. Trinkler open for the 3. Doesn't take it. Now he does, and it is off the rim. No good. Rebound volleyed up by White, but Thayer couldn't control. And Marshfield's got it on the break. Got it up to Thornhill. 3 out of the left corner. No good. Rebound controlled by Thayer. Dominic Boyce pushing it up the middle of the floor for the Bobcats. Gives to Hollis Deckard. No hesitation down the corner to Trinkler for 3. It's off the front rim. Trinkler goes and gets his own rebound. Kicks it outside for Carter Nicholson. Now Deckard. Deckard spins away from the defense. Goes over to Boyce. Boyce diving down the baseline, trying to get to the bucket. Puts up a shot. No good. Got to use the window on that one, Dom. And Marshfield clears the board. Coochie's got it on the right side to Fryman. Now down low to Messick. Messick back outside to Fryman. Fakes the 3. Goes down the right side of the lane. Traveled. No call. Here's a give out to Coochie, making a little move in the free throw circle. Kicked it outside for Shad. 3-point shot up and no. And a foul going to be called on Messick. He was over the back of Hunter Trinkler, and the Thayer Bobcat will get control of the basketball. Foul on Messick, who just checked in place of Adams, is his 2nd of the first quarter, and now Adams will check back in. By the way, the Messick kid, number 13, a 6'6 freshman. And here comes Thayer with it. Nicholson in the backcourt. Swings it cross court to Hollis Deckard and across the timeline for Thayer. Bobcats down 4 with 1:45 to go in the first quarter with the basketball. Deckard going to let one fly from downtown. It's up off the front of the rim and bounces up over the backboard. It'll be Marshfield ball with 1:38 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats have not hit a 3-pointer in this first quarter of play. Marshfield's hit 2. And they lead it by 4. Blue Jays with it. Coochie out top. Deckard jumps on him. He'll give it to Fryman. Now down inside to Adams. The big senior kicks it back outside. Shad with a shot. No good. Riley White down the rebound. Riley will give it to Hollis Deckard. And Thayer now with a chance to get back within 2. They get a 1-point game. If somebody could hit one from downtown here, we're down to 1:10 to go in the first quarter in Marshfield. Thayer Bobcats with it. Dominic Boyce going to the hole. Puts up the shot. No good. And the Thayer Bobcats don't get the rebound. Mansfield or Marshfield does, and they lose it out of bounds. Oh, they're going to give that to Marshfield. I don't know about that. He went wild in the lane. Looked like the ball just slipped out of his hands and out of bounds. They say Thayer touched it last. I don't buy it. Anyway, Marshfield gets it inbounds. They'll bring it around the horn. Got it there to Adams. Top of the key. Gives out to Thornhill for 3, and it's good. Thornhill with his first 3 of the game. And it's now a 7-point lead for the Marshfield running Jays. We're down to 43 seconds to go in the first quarter. Deckard gives to Trinkler. Down to Riley White on the baseline. To the cutter in the lane. That's Boyce. He misses another layup. Dominic has come into the game. He's getting the open looks, but he's not finishing. And here's Thornhill, another 3 from the right side. It's up and no good for Marshfield. Riley White with a rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Bobcats down 7, really need a bucket here. And going in the lane hard is Trinkler, and he's going to get fouled. Never did get the shot on the way, so the Bobcats are going to inbound the ball. And the foul on number 11, Evan Cucci. That'll be his second here in the first quarter. Thayer inbounds it to Deckard for three. Off the back iron, no good. He gets his own rebound. Going into the lane. Dumps it down inside. Now outside to Boyce for three, and it's good. Dominic Boyce from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Here comes Marshfield the other way, and they lose it. Riley White, they made a long pass, and Riley White knocked it out of bounds. So Marshfield will inbound with 1.4 seconds to go in the first quarter. They got it in. Oh, that's a long 1.4 seconds. Shot was no good for Adams, and that's the end of our first quarter of play. Our score, 18-14. Mayor Bobcats trail the Marshfield Blue Jays here in Marshfield. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
We're back at Marshfield with a Thayer Bobcats trail the Blue Jays by 4 points after one quarter of play. And while we wait for the team to take the court here for the second quarter, I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, and Forfler Store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, and Mr. Dent of West Plains. Marshfield takes the basketball to start the second quarter with a four-point lead. Cucci's got it on the right side, bounces it inside. It's knocked away by Trinkler, and the loose ball picked up by Carter Nicholson. Thayer Bobcats bring it in the front court with Hollis Deckard, feeds over to Nicholson. Now down to Trinkler, bounces it down to Riley White on the baseline. Riley dribbles out to the corner. Cross court to Nicholson. He'll pump a three. It's off the front rim. Boyce with the rebound. And we're going to get a foul called on Riley White. Riley White called for the foul. Will be his second of the game. And right off the bat, Coach Fitz will send Heath Combs back in there. Riley White will come out with those two fouls. So Combs, Boyce, Nicholson, Trinkler, and Deckard on the floor right now for Thayer. White and Belcher both in foul trouble with two here in the first half. Marshfield with the ball up by four. They work it to the top of the key on a dribble drive. Get it out to Schaap. Schaap with a three, and it's good. Shad, it's his second three-pointer of the first half for Marshfield. And the lead is now seven, matches the biggest lead of the game for the Blue Jays. Thayer with the ball, got to Hunter Trinkler, spins in lane, shoots, no good. And the rebound control by Marshfield. The Jays are doing a nice job on the boards here tonight. Here's a long shot again by Chad. Oh, by the way, number 11, Cucci, shot that three out of the corner. It was no good. Thayer got the rebound. Hollis Deckard bounces up to Trinkler. Trinkler just outside the free throw circle. Gives it. Now Boyce cutting down the lane, fakes, gets his man off his feet, and shoots and scores. Dominic Boyce with 5 points off the Bobcat bench tonight. Thayer back to within five with that bucket. Bobcats trying to stay close here. Marshfield working around the perimeter. Number 31, Thornhill's got it. Feeds it out top to Fryman. Fryman will feed it right side to Cucci. Top of the key now. Shoots a three, and it's good. Evan Cucci with a three, and that is one, two, three, four, five three-pointers in the first half for Marshfield. And they lead the Bobcats by 8, 24-16. Thayer working around the perimeter. Got it to Nicholson. Out top to Deckard. Hollis working against the defender, moves off the screen, gives it to Trinkler. Trinkler inside to Boyce, who spins it up off the window. No good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Boy, Dom doing a good job getting open down under the bucket. And the foul's on number 31, Cannon Thornhill. Will be his first and the first team foul against Marshfield here. 2 minutes into the second quarter. Dominic Boyce going to the line. Dom, 5 points off the Bobcat bench already tonight. And the free throw here is up and good. Boyce with six, and that ties Hunter Trinkler for the game high for Thayer so far. Another couple of substitutions. Number four checking into the ball game. That is Letterman, who played the entire JV game. Won by Marshfield, by the way. Second free throw for Dominic is up and no good. Rebound controlled in the corner by Adams for the Blue Jays. And a long pass up the court for the Blue Jays. Got it in the corner. Shot is up. No good. Rebound. Trinkler for Thayer. Hunter races up the left side. Going all the way to bucket. Gets fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. I believe that's going to be on Adams, number three from Arshfield. Yes, it is. Cannon Adams going to be called for his first and team foul number two now on Marshfield. And trying to check the other number that just checked in, game number 23, and that is Rosenthal, who also played the entire JV game for Marshfield. And the first free throw is up and good for Hunter Trinkler. 7 points now for Trinkler in the game. Thayer has cut the lead to six. Trying to make it a five-point game. That one rattles in and out, no good. Tipped up by Boyce, wouldn't go in, and now the rebound off the hands of the Blue Jays. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Thayer will trigger it in down under the bucket. Back to within six here with 5:48 to go in the first half. East Combs looking to trigger it in. Got it to Boyce. Boyce powers his way down the baseline. Count it and one. Dominic Boyce has come to play ball in Marshfield tonight. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot for the three-point play. And the foul for Marshfield is on number three, Adams, and that's going to be number two on Adams. So Adams, Cucci, and Messick all with three fouls, or two fouls here in the first half. Now Cucci checks out of the game as Messick will check back in. So the 6'6 freshman back in there along with a 6'5 senior Adams for Marshfield. Dominic Boyce at the free throw line, hits the free throw. Tom's got nine in the first half. And Kipton Horton checks into the ballgame now for Thayer. Kipton played the whole JV game tonight. Did a nice job in the Bobcat loss. He goes in for Carter Nicholson. So Marshfield with the ball and a three-point lead, 24-21. They led by eight just a moment ago. Here's a three out of the corner. No good. And a rebound. Oh, the Bobcats had it. And now Dominic Boyce on the steal. He will drive for the layup. It's blocked. But he's fouled. He's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul is going to be on number 32. That is Hunter Freiman, a 6'2 senior. That'll be his first of the game. And already four team fouls on Marshfield here in the second quarter. Bobcats will start shooting two on the next one. Dominic Boyce shooting two here as he's fouled in the act of shooting. And the first one's good. Dominic with 10 off the bench for Coach Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. Dom is having a night. He'll shoot another one. It's up, and it is good. Tom with 11, and the Bobcats are back within one. 24-23. It's a 7-0 Bobcat run here. Marshfield with the ball. Work around the perimeter. Got it back outside and around on the left side for Freiman. Freiman goes to the right side to Thornhill. Back out top to Freiman. And finally to Rosenthal. Back to Freiman. And a whistle and a timeout called by Coach Adam Thornhill of the Marshfield Jays. 5:09 to go in the first half. Thayer within one, 24-23. We'll be back to Marshfield in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
And we're back in Marshfield, and that timeout brought to you, by the way, by our friends over at Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley and Capri Bristow in Thayer. Thayer Bobcats down by one with 5:09 to play in the first half, but Thayer is on an 8 actually a 7-0 run. They were down 24-16, and they scored the last 7 points to get back to within one. Marshfield Coach Thornhill called that timeout, get something set up for his Blue Jays. They're struggling offensive here. And they worked the ball around the perimeter, got it out to Rosenthal at the free throw line. They try to lob it cross court. And it's taken in by Messick, the big freshman, and he dribbled out of bounds. Messick and the Bobcats got down there, and I believe it was Hunter Trinkler planted his foot on the baseline, and Messick tried to dribble around him and dribbled it out of bounds. Bayer Bobcats will inbound after the turnover. Hollis Deckard got it into Horton. Horton up the left side, pulled up, gives back to Deckard, and Hollis will take it across the timeline, right down the middle of the court, swings in the corner, now back outside to Horton. Horton, top of the key, swings it right side to Trinkler. Trinkler lobbing it to Boyce. Boyce going to the hole, misses the shot. Rebound, Horton couldn't follow it up, and we're going to get a foul on the Thayer Bobcats on the rebound. East Combs for the Bobcats, going to be whistled for the foul. I thought that was just a good hustle play by Combs, but he's called for the foul. That'll just be the second team foul against Thayer here in the second quarter. And Marshfield gets number one, Silas Shad, back in the ballgame. He's hit a pair of threes. Marshfield has hit 5 3-pointers in the first half. 15 of their 24 points have come from behind the line. Chad got it now out on top. Winged it down the left corner for Letterman. Thought he'd take the shot. Doesn't. Gives it up. Now gives it to Messick. Messick to Fryman for a long three. That's off the rim. No good. Trinkler got the rebound. Trinkler spins against the defense. Going to the hole. Lays it up off the window and in. Trinkler on the drive, and the freshman's got 9 in the first half, and the Thayer Bobcats have taken the lead at 25-24, first time they've led since it was 2-0. Marshfield with the ball. Fryman brings over to Thornhill. Deep three is an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball. Oof. Bobcats might have got a break there because I thought that that ball was partially blocked, and the officials get together now and say, yes, it was. Trinkler went up and got just enough of it after it left the hands. Well, I'd rather them have the ball right now than that three-point shot. Nice job, Trinkler. They lob it inside, got it back out to Messick, and he traveled trying to go down the baseline. So the big freshman showed some good quickness and ball skills, but this time he traveled before he got the ball down, and time for that he dribbled it out of bounds trying to go down the baseline. So, Bobcat. With the basketball, up by one, Trinkler crosses the timeline, working against Fryman. Almost lost the dribble, gets it back, now feeds over to Deckard on the right side wing. Hollis will bring it to the top of the key, back to Trinkler, sees a lane to the bucket, going inside, lays it up, no good. Long rebound, run down by Heath Combs for Thayer. To Deckard, into the paint, dumping it down low. Bobcats didn't see it, ball gets on the floor, Marshfield's got it. Marshfield gives it up the floor, Shad from three is good. Third three-pointer of the first half for Silas Shedd. He leads Marshfield with 9, and the Blue Jays back on top by 2. Thayer with the ball, needing to tie it here. We're down to 3:02 to go in the first half. Here's Trinkler, gives in the corner to Horton for 3. It's good! Kipton Horton from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by brought to you by Community First Banking Company, and Thayer back on top by 1, 28-27. Marshfield works it on the right side. Now over to Thornhill. Thornhill, a dribble drive down to the wing, feeds it back out top to Fryman, and now Letterman. Letterman got it over to number one, Shad, and immediately Hollis Deckard knocked it away from him. Now number 0 checking into the game. That is a Hyder for Marshfield. Easton Hyder. Oh, Coach Thornhill going deep on his bench for Marshfield. They got the ball in the half-court set. Thornhill driving toward the bucket. The lefty throws it up and in. 5 points now for Cannon Thornhill. And the lead is back to 1 for Marshfield with 2:20 to go in the half. Thayer Bobcats work against the pressure. Got the ball up across the timeline to Horton. The Bobcat freshman just hit a 3 a moment ago. The dangerous pass taken by Deckard. Deckard down the left side of the lane. Couldn't score. Dominic Boyce gets it back. Puts it up. No. And the rebound taken by the Marshfield Blue Jays. They kick it up the floor in a hurry. Got it to Shad out around the three-point line. Now in the corner to Fryman. Fryman on the left side. Kicked it out on top to Hyder. Hyder, right side to Letterman. He thought about shooting it. Doesn't. Feeds it over to Fryman. Fryman working against Horton. Kicked it out. And now it's a travel on Fryman. I thought it looked like he took an extra step before he made that pass. So the official a little bit late making the call, but he made it. And the Thayer Bobcats have got the ball back down by one with a minute 45 to go in the first half. Folks, this has got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here at Marshfield High School. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Horton breaks the press, swings it down to the corner. Now out to Deckard on the left side wing. Deckard back on top to Boyce. Boyce will hand it off to Trinkler. Trinkler trying to NASCAR it, and he gets held. He'll go the line and shoot. That'll be a foul number 5 on Marshfield here in the half. Number 13, Messick, call for the foul, will be his 3rd of the game. Excuse me. And going to the line will be the Bobcat freshman, Hunter Trinkler, trying to tie it and give the Bobcats a lead. And the first one is up for the freshman, looking for his 10th point of the half, and it is no good. Hit the front and bounced off the rim. Now number 11 checking in the game. That's Evan Cucci going back in there with his 2 fouls in place of Boyd Messick, who has 3 now in the game. And we get a timeout call by the Marshfield Blue Jays. Minute 30 to go in the first half. They are down 1. He's shooting a free throw for the tie in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
And we'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including Toyota of West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Steed Trucking, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, partners in Shine of West Plains, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer. Hunter Trinkler back to the free throw line looking for his 10th point in the first half, and the free throw is good. Took all the rim, but he got it down. 2 Bobcats in double figures, Hunter Trinkler and Dominic Boyce. And we're tied at 29. Marshfield with the ball in the corner. 3-point shot is up, no good. Rebound, Shad. He goes back up, can't score, and Hollis Deckard clears the boards for Thayer. Bobcats with it, coming up out of the backcourt. Got it to Trinkler. Now right side to Heath Combs. Combs on the wing, back to Deckard on top. He'll swing it left side to Horton. Horton driving into the lane, kicks it back out to Trinkler in the corner. Thayer with a pair of freshmen on the floor right now, a junior and 2 seniors. Here's Hollis Deckard. Wing to left side to Horton. Back to Deckard. Bobcats maybe working a little clock here in a tie game. We're down under 45 seconds to go. Trinkler got it on the baseline, put the shot up. No good. Couldn't hit the short one. Got too much of the back rim, and Marshfield comes the other way with the basketball. Shad for 3 out of corner. No good. Rebound volleyed up and controlled by Marshfield. They got it to Cucci. Cross court to Shad. Shad back to Cucci for 3. That one good. Cucci hits his 2nd 3-pointer of the game, and Marshfield up 32-29 with 20 seconds to go in the half. They are probably working for. Oh, and here's they turned Hollis Deckard, and we're going to get a foul call going after the loose ball. Fouls on number 11. That is Evan Cucci, and that'll be his 3rd. And Hollis Deckard going to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. They turned Hollis and had to steal, but the official, when they were going after the loose ball, got Shad or Cucci for the hold. And the first free throw is up and good for Hollis Deckard. Hollis now with 5 points in the game. Thayer's led by Dominic Boyce, who's come off the bench and scored 11 in the first half. Now the free throw for Deckard is up and good. He's got 6. 32-31, Marshfield with it. 13 seconds to go in the first half as they cross the timeline. Out top is Cucci, swings it around the horn to Fryman. Back to Cucci on top. Apparently the man they want shooting the basketball here. Now back out to Fryman for a 3. It's off the front rim, no good. Rebound, thrown back up, no. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 32-31. Thayer Bobcats trail Marshfield by 1 here in the home of the running Blue Jays. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your 5D screen printing halftime show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
And we're back at Marshfield High School, our game site tonight here on the Econ Sports Network. Thayer Bobcats and the Marshfield Blue Jays hooked up in a good one. Thayer trails by one at the half, 32-31. But the Bobcats outscored Marshfield by 3 points in that second quarter. And it's been the only thing that's keeping Marshfield in the lead in this game has been the three-point shot. They have hit 7 threes. 21 of their 32 points have come from behind the three-point line. Thayer Bobcats have scored 31 points, and only 6 have come from behind the three-point line. Bobcats have hit 2 three-pointers here in the first half, one by Boyce and one by Horton. Nobody else has scored one. All right, Thayer Bobcats got a little bit of foul trouble early, and I think that's been a difference in this game. Jaden Belcher only played a couple of minutes, and the big sophomore has had to sit as he has two fouls early in the game. Riley White also spending a lot of time in the first half on the Bobcat bench. But the bench has come through tonight. Dominic Boyce with 11 first-half points. And Kipton Horton came off the bench and hit a three. So 14 of the Thayer Bobcats' 31 points have come off the bench here in Marshfield this evening. And that's a good thing. That's something you like to see. If the team progresses, how comfortable do your bench players get getting into a game and getting involved in the offense? And tonight, Thayer Bobcat bench has been really good. All right, again, 32-31 is your score. They are down by one here at the half in Marshfield. We'll take another timeout. We're back with more of your 5D screen printing Thayer Bobcat halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
And we're back in Marshfield. We're at halftime. Thayer Bobcats trail by 132-31 to the Marshfield Blue Jays. Thayer actually trailed by 4 at the end of the first quarter. It was 18-14, and they outscore Marshfield 17-14 in the second quarter to get back to within one. And again, it's been the three-point shooting in Marshfield that's kept them in the lead in this game. They've hit 7 threes in the first half. Let's take a look at the scoring for Marshfield. They're led by Silas Shad. He has 9 points. He's hit 3 of those threes for Marshfield. Carson Adams, the big 6'5 senior, with 5 points in the game. He played sparingly in that second quarter because of foul trouble. He got 2 in the first half. Also, 6 points for Evan Cucci. He's hit a pair of threes. A 3 and a 2 for Cannon Thornhill with 5 points in the first half. And a 3 and a 2 for Hunter Fryman. He's got 5 points in the first half. 2 for Boyd Messick off the bench for Coach Adam Thornhill and the Marshfield Blue Jays. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led by Dominic Boyce. The big junior has come off the bench tonight and scored 11, 4 of those from the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. 10 points tonight for the freshman Hunter Trinkler. 5 points, six points for Hollis Deckard. 4 of those from the free throw line. A free throw for Riley White and a 3 off the bench by freshman Kipton Horton. Again, Bobcats trail by 1, 32-31 at the half. I suspect this second half is going to be a dandy, folks. Don't go anywhere. I will say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game this evening. They include the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio in Thayer. I'll be there for breakfast in the morning. Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer. Dustin Walters. Always look for the Big D's trailer around town. Mr. Dent in West Plains. Forstler Store in Thayer and Ash Flat. And Napa Auto Parts in Thayer. Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer. And Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer. We'll take another break. We'll be back with your second half. You're listening to the 5D Screen Printing West Plains Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains now offers bulk range cubes for your cattle. They fill up feed boxes, tote sacks, containers, whatever you have. Bulk range cubes are a good, cost-effective way of providing supplemental protein and energy to your cattle through the winter. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats.
And you hear the buzzer. We're back in Marshfield. Thayer Bobcats and the Marshfield Blue Jays getting ready to head into our third quarter. Thayer down by one, 32-31. And Thayer going back, looks like, to the starting lineup to start this third quarter. Hunter Trinkler and Hollis Deckard out front. Jaden Belcher, Riley White, and Heath Combs. Combs with it on the right side. We got an official timeout here. So don't know what that's all about. Anyway, the official handed the ball to Deckard to inbound it after he got it. And Bobcats got into the offense. He blew the whistle and stopped play. And now he's waiting for him to reset the clock. I have no idea what that was. Unless it was an inadvertent whistle. And now here we go. All right. And they didn't start it again. Belcher with a Bobcat, with a ball for the Bobcat, gets it down to Heath Combs. Combs leans it out front to Trinkler. Trinkler now back to Belcher, who had the open three, didn't take it. Jaden's got to take that shot. Wide open. Now he does take it, and it's off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Cucci for Marshfield. He moves up to the three-point line on the other end. Fires away. It's no good. Rebound down to Marshfield. They got out to Snop, and now got it back out to Fryman. Fryman to Thornhill, trying to rip one inside. The ball goes off the hands of Messick and out of bounds. So Messick in there in place of Adams for Marshfield. There, Bobcats inbound the ball against the pressure. Belcher has it stolen by Cucci. He'll drive into the lane, shoots, and scores. And Hollis Deckard got absolutely run over and no foul call. So Cucci will get credit for the bucket. He's now got 8 points in the game, and Marshfield back on top. They are coming against the backcourt pressure, and now Trinkler got fouled and no call, and then he traveled with the basketball. A lot of contact right there. And now Hollis Deckard's over there. He said, hey, we need to get a towel out here and wipe up the perspiration off the floor. There's almost a puddle out there after Deckard got run over. And they're down there trying to get that cleaned up before somebody gets hurt. So a three-pointer for the Blue Jays, especially a two by Cucci. 34-31, Marshfield with a three-point lead and the ball after the turnover by the Bobcat freshman, Hunter Trinkler. That's ball on the right side, number 11 with it. That is Cucci. Gives it up in the corner, gets it right back on the wing, trying to go to the high post. The ball is kicked out of bounds. It was never called a kick ball. The official let it roll all the way across the court and out of bounds, and Marshfield will trigger it in front of their own bench. Okay, ball was obviously kicked by a Bobcat on the bounce pass going through the lane. And substitution here, checking into the game is number 31, Thornhill for Marshfield. Wings on the right side, got there to Shad. Shad out top to Cucci. Now on the left side to Fryman, and Fryman trying to throw it back outside. The ball is going to go into the backcourt and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. And a mistake Marshfield let happen there was let that thing roll all the way down there and go out of bounds. You got to go touch it. So Thayer has to come the length of the court with it. Now they get to inbound it in the front court, and they bring it into Trinkler. Trinkler looking to penetrate. Kicks to Deckard in the corner for three and a tie. It's good! Hollis Deckard from downtown. First three-pointer of the game for Hollis. That one brought to you by Community First Banking Company. We're tied at 34. Marshfield working the ball down low. Got it into Adams. His shot is blocked by Riley White. But a foul going to be called on Riley. And that's going to be number three on the Bobcats senior, who has had trouble tonight handling big Carson Adams, a 6'5 senior. That'll be the third foul on Riley White. And it looks like Coach Pitt's going to leave him out there. And Adams going to the line to shoot two free throws. Made one early in the game, and he misses this one. So now 1 for 3 from the free throw line for Carson Adams. 6'5 and a senior. Puts another one up. This one is good. So Adams now with 6 points in the game, and Marshfield back up by one. Bayer inbounds the ball again against the pressure. Hollis Deckard gets double teamed, got rid of it to Belcher. Belcher brings it across the timeline, goes all the way to the wing on the right side. A little crossover dribble, gets loose in the lane, throws up a jumper. It's no good, and the rebound is controlled by Adams for Marshfield, and he leads the break, going the other way, all the way to bucket, lays it in. That's a nice play by a 6'5", and here's Hollis Deckard. The ball's going to get kicked as he makes the pass. This time the officials call it. So Thayer will inbound the ball and still have to go the length of the court here. 5:49 to go in the third quarter. Caden Belcher will be the trigger man for Thayer. Working the inbound play, got it into Trinkler. Bobcat freshman comes to the double team, splits through it, and gives the ball up to Hollis Deckard. Deckard into the free throw circle. Bends away from the defense, got rid of the ball to Belcher. Belcher moves it inside, got it to Riley White. He goes up with a shot and gets fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Nice play, Riley White, and a good pass from Belcher to White, cutting through the lane. The foul is on number one, Silas Shad, which will be his first and the first team foul on Marshfield. Thayer down three, trying to cut into it with Riley White at the free throw line. First one is good for Riley. 2 points now for the big senior. Both from the charity stripe, and he will shoot another, trying to make it a one-point game. Off the right hand, looks good. It's nothing but net. Riley White now with 3 points in the game. And Marshfield quickly up the floor, got the ball all the way up to Thornhill. He's going to fire up a three. It's no good. Should have been a foul on the rebound. No call. Marshfield got it back, and then they throw it away. Oh, and it's going to go off the hands of the defense. Bear Bobcats now making a substitution. Dominic Boyce will check in. Heath Combs will check out. Remember, Boyce leads the Bobcats in scoring after the first half with 11 off the Bobcat bench. We'll see if he's still got the hot hand here in the third quarter. Marshfield inbounds it under the bucket. Got it out front for Adams. The dribble drive. Now wraparound pass. Got it to Shad for three, and he hit it. That kid's hit four threes against Thayer tonight. He's got 12 points in the game. Thayer with a basketball. Might have been a walk by Trinkler, but he got away with it. Thayer gets it across the timeline, down to Boyce in the corner. Dom drives toward the bucket, and the pass is going to be stolen by Fryman. Fryman flies to the bucket, misses the shot. Rebound blocked by Thayer, and finally Trinkler comes down with a loose ball. Here come the Bobcats. Trinkler, middle of the floor, goes to the bucket and gets fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. That foul is going to be on Shad, number one. That's going to be number two on him, both of them here in the third period. Thayer down four. Hunter Trinkler going to the line to try and cut that lead in half. I'll just say this. They're letting them play here in the third quarter at Marshfield tonight. First free throw for Trinkler is good. And the freshman's got 11. That's tied for the game high for Thayer. Now substitution for Marshfield. Number 23, Rosenthal checks in. Number four, Letterman. And number three, Adams checks back in. Oh, 22 checks in. Now, watch out for that kid because he hit about eight threes in the JV game. He was absolutely on fire. And the free throw for Trinkler is up and good. Number 22, his name is Jensen. And he will shoot it. And he threw it away here. Marshfield throws it away in the half-court set. Jensen, by the way, who just checked in. And again, he was impressive in the JV game, just a sophomore, 5'11 sophomore. Thayer with the ball as Marshfield pulls off the full court pressure with a 2-point lead. Dominic Boyce with it for Thayer, gives to Riley White. Kicks it out top to Trinkler, now to Deckard, fakes the three, goes to Belcher in the corner. Belcher with a dribble drive out to the wing. Now looking to penetrate, trying to go up with a shot, and he traveled with the basketball, and he did. Belcher got contact and tried to take an extra step. Could have been a foul call, but there wasn't. 4:19 to go in the third period. Thayer down by two. Marshfield with the ball. Thornhill's got it. Gives it up on the wing to Letterman and around the horn to Jensen. Now to Thornhill, wide open, misses the three, and Riley White yanks down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcat. Gives it to Deckard. Deckard to Boyce. Boyce going to the hole. Scoring, misses another layup. Got the opening and couldn't. Now Thornhill on the other end goes all the way to the bucket and lays it up over the front of the rim and in. Thornhill with a beautiful move to the bucket, laid it up over the front of the rim. Thayer down by four again, 42-38. Boyce has got it. Oh, quick pass down inside, and Belcher misses the shot. Wide open under the bucket, missed it, and Marshfield got it back. Thornhill for three. That's no good. Rebound gets on the floor. And it's out of bounds. That's what they're going to call a jump ball. And Thornhill started to go after somebody, and the officials had to step in there. Don't know what Thornhill was upset about. They were rolling around on the floor going after a loose ball, and all of a sudden Thornhill got a little bit touchy about it. Anyway, it'll be Marshfield ball on the alternating possession rule. And the official waiting for somebody to go inbound the ball. They better hurry or he's going to put it down. It'll be Jensen to trigger it in. Looking, throws it way out front to Thornhill. Fires one from way downtown. It's an air ball that goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. 42-38, Thayer down by four with the basketball here. Looking to get a little closer. We're down to 3:21 to go in the third quarter in Marshfield. Oh, and here's Trinkler's pass is deflected in the backcourt. Thayer gets it back and got to hurry to get across the timeline. They do. Here's Belcher in the middle of the court. Puts it up and in. First 2 points tonight for Jaden Belcher as the Bobcats broke the press and got the easy bucket. Marshfield swings it around the horn against the Bobcat defense. Bobcats still in that 1-3-1 matchup. Ball goes right side to Thornhill. Looking inside. Ball deflected by Riley White and picked off by Dominic Boyce. And here come the Bobcats with a chance to tie or take the lead as someone hits one from downtown. Belcher with it. Now to Deckard out on top. Hollis surveys the situation. Now gives it up to Trinkler. Trinkler to the top of the key. 2:36 to play in the third. Dominic Boyce open in the corner. He gets the basketball. Kind of bounce it down inside for Riley White. The ball is kicked by the defense. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. And substitutions for Marshfield. Number 11, Coochie, and number 32, Fryman are back in. 2:29 to play in the third. Thayer inbounded down under the bucket. Dominic Boyce will be the trigger man. The officials having a talk with some of the players down inside. Don't know what that was about. Here's a give to Deckard for three in the lead. It's no good. Rebound. Volleyed out by Riley White and will go out of bounds. Riley at the inside position and just tried to swat it to a teammate. There was nobody there. Nobody could get there before it goes out of bounds. So Thayer misses on an opportunity to tie with 2:22 to go in the third. Marshfield with it. Coochie out top for three. It's good. Coochie with his third three-pointer of the night. He's got 11 points in the game. And Marshfield back up again by five. Remember, they've led by as many as eight in this game. Here's Belcher gets the ball across the timeline for Thayer against the double team. Gives it to Hollis Deckard. Bobcats need a bucket here. Oh, and Deckard has it picked off by Thornhill. Thornhill took it away from him. Thornhill with it on the right side, waiting for his teammates. They come down. He gives off to Letterman for three. That is no good. Rebound Dominic Boyce. And he has it taken away. Coochie shoots and scores. And no, what are we going to get? Yeah, they're going to count the basket. Oh, my. Basket is good for Coochie. And the foul on Dominic Boyce, who was sitting on the floor as he went to the floor after the rebound and was called for the foul as Coochie went up for a shot. 13 for Coochie as he hit the shot to give Marshfield a 7-point lead. He'll be at the line to shoot. For the three-point play, it's up and it is good. Coochie now with 14 to lead all scorers. Thayer Bobcats again against the full court pressure. Got it to Nicholson. Nicholson to Deckard. Deckard over to Trinkler. Now back outside to Deckard. Deckard to Nicholson. Carter gives it back out front to Deckard for three more. Yes! Hollis Deckard with his second three-pointer of the second half. That one brought to you by Community First Banking Company, and Thayer back within five with that bucket. Marshfield with the ball here in the front. They got it to Freeman for three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound is knocked into the backcourt by Marshfield. Oh, that's a backcourt violation. Here's Thornhill for three. It's no good. Rebound taken by Coochie. Coochie spins in the lane, got fouled. No call. Here's a get back to Coochie. Again, he got fouled. No call. And they get it to Adams. Adams back out top. Coochie for three, and it's good. Coochie with another three, and Marshfield leads it now 51-43. Thayer Bobcats break the full court press again and got the ball out to Deckard. Thought about the three, now gives it to Nicholson. Nicholson back to three, or back out around the three-point line, out on top. Hollis to Deckard. Now Coach Pitt says, somebody come get it. It is Trinkler, the freshman. Trinkler moving off the screen. Out to Deckard for three more. Yes, sir. Hollis Deckard's hit three threes in the quarter. Thayer back within five, 51-46. 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. Marshfield working it inside. Got it there to a snap or to Shad, and he hits the short jumper. Thayer inbounds it. 3 seconds to go. Hollis Deckard to midcourt. Fires it up. It is, just a little bit short. And that's the end of three quarters of the play. Our score, 53 46. Marshfield with a lead over the Thayer Bobcats. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys. Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2, North Highway 63 in Thayer. Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
Well, here's an interesting statistic for you at the end of three quarters of play. In the third quarter, the Thayer Bobcats scored 15 points, nine of them on three threes by Hollis Deckard. The only person with a field goal in the third period for Thayer was Belcher with one. Trinkler hit two free throws, and White hit two free throws. For Marshfield, they continue to bomb away from the three-point line, and it continues to work for them. They lead it now 53-46. And Marshfield has hit 7, 8, 9, 10 three-pointers in the game. Thayer Bobcats open a quarter with a basketball. Almost throw it away. Loose ball on the court. Still on the court loose. And a dive for it. And we're going to get a whistle and a timeout call by Marshfield. He never had possession of the ball. Anyway, 7:47 to go in the fourth quarter. 53-46, Thayer down 7. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
And we'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, like the law offices of Fred O'Neill in Thayer and the 11 Point River Title Company, Karen Perkins in Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, and the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree. So it'll be Blue Jay ball after the timeout. 7:47 to go in the game. Thayer down by 7. They were outscored 19-15 in that third quarter, and Marshfield just continues to bomb away. They're trying to go inside this time. They threw the ball over everybody's head and out of bounds. So good defensive effort that time by the Thayer Bobcats, and Marshfield again with a full court pressure. But this time it's a 2-2-1 zone, and they're going to double team on the ball. Deckard gives it to Nicholson. Nicholson dribbles up with a left hand across the timeline. Thayer gets into the half court set, needing a bucket. Here, Deckard fakes the three, weaves into the lane, all the way to bucket, lays it up and in. Hollis Deckard now with 17, and Thayer back to within 5 at 53-48. Here's Cucci with it for Marshfield. Got it to Fryman in the corner. Fryman hooks the almost threw it away. Got it down the corner to Thornhill. Thornhill, little wraparound pass, is stolen by Trinkler. Trinkler races up the floor with it, goes down into the left corner, and Thayer gets set with the offense. Deckard. Hollis with 17 points. Now in the game. Gives it up to Belcher. Belcher looking to go to the hole. Lays it up and in off the window. There's Jaden Belcher. Belcher now with 4. Thayer back within 3 with 6:42 to go in the game. There's Shad with a 3 for Marshfield on the other end. Shad now with 17. And that is 5 three-pointers. And now a steal by Thornhill. He lays it up and in. Thornhill with 9. Bobcats a little careless with the ball against the pressure. And now we get a timeout call by Coach Matt Pitt. 58-50. Marshfield by 8. Thayer taking a timeout. And we'll have the ball when we come back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains now offers bulk range cubes for your cattle. They fill up feed boxes, tote sacks, containers, whatever you have. Bulk range cubes are a good, cost-effective way of providing supplemental protein and energy to your cattle through the winter. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
And we're back at Marshfield. We'll say thanks again to some more Thayer Bobcat Booster. By the way, that timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Roger Foley in Thayer. Say thanks to the folks at Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, Langley Animal Clinic, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, and the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, helping to bring you the game tonight on the Ecom Sports Network. Thayer Bobcats will inbound the ball. Marshfield has pulled off the full court pressure with an 8-point lead. 6 minutes and change to go here in the fourth quarter. Bobcats works the offensive play, got it inside to Belcher, misses the shot, gets his own rebound, and takes it out in the corner. Bobcats reset. Now to Hollis Deckard. Hollis into the lane, jump stop, tried to get it to a cutter going down the baseline. The ball is stolen by Marshfield. Thornhill got it, shoots a three off the run. It's no good. Rebound comes out to Riley White. Good rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer needs the bucket here. They go to Nicholson. Nicholson flies to the bucket, gets fouled on the drive, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Who they call? I believe they're going to get Cucci, number 11. Yes, they do. And that is foul number four for Evan Cucci. With 5:44 to go in the game, and Cucci, 17 of the points for Marshfield. Here's Carter Nicholson at the line, trying to cut in the lead. He hits the first one. Nicholson, another Thayer Bobcat bench player, who has scored Thayer now with 15 points off the bench tonight. And, they give all day for Marshfield to get a sub in there and place Cucci with those four fouls. It is number four, Letterman, checking in. And it'll be Carter Nicholson to shoot another free throw. That one's up. No good. Riley White with the offensive rebound. Can't follow it in. Belcher rebounds it for Thayer. Bobcats reset. Now Belcher up with a shot. Oh, they're going to call him for a travel. I think that may be the right call there. Belcher got it down in traffic and shuffled the feet. Nicholson out of the game as Heath Combs is back in for Thayer. So Bobcats down 7. We're down to 5:35 to play in the game. There's a Shad with it. Trying to bounce it down inside. Got it down there to Messick for Marshfield. His pass is deflected and goes out of bounds. It'll be, Marshfield ball. Now, number 0, Hyder will check back into the game. Shad will check out with his 17 points. By the way, 5 3-pointers in the game for Shad for Marshfield. They inbound it. Got it out front to Thornhill. See if the Jays run a little clock here. Thornhill with it. Goes to the right side. Now to the high post and back outside to Fryman. Back around to Thornhill on top. And over the right side to Fryman, looking down low. Got it down there to Messick. Messick, and now they pass it to the high post. Ball is stolen by the Bobcat defense. Good job, Jaden Belcher. Bobcats with a chance to get back to within 5. Heel of the bucket. Belcher out top. Step back, threes up, and rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound. It's going to be out of bounds. Oh, they're going to call a foul on the Thayer Bobcat. Two Bobcats there going after the loose ball, and Heath Combs is called for the foul. That'll be number 2 in the game for Heath. Marshfield not shooting. That is the first team foul called against Thayer here in the fourth quarter. 4:52 to play in the game. Thayer down 7. Unable to convert on their last two trips down the floor. Marshfield's got the ball. Out on top is Thornhill. Just playing catch out there with Fryman. And now over to Hyder. Now Hyder goes down in the right baseline. And they go to the high post for Letterman. Letterman tried to put it on the floor and is stolen by Heath Combs. And then a foul going to be called on Letterman trying to get it back. Letterman called for the foul, his first. Bobcats might have got a bit of a break there. It was Hunter Trinkler that poked at it when Letterman tried to put it on the floor. And then Riley White came away with a loose ball, but a foul called. Non-shooting foul. Fair inbounds against the full court pressure. Belcher's got it. And dribble drives up across the timeline. Bobcats need a bucket here. Deckard, dangerous pass is stolen again. And there's Thornhill will drive for the uncontested layup, and it's good. Hollis Deckard wanted a foul. He got pushed from behind. And no call. Thornhill down double figures with 11. and the lead is 9. Biggest lead of the game for Marshfield. Thayer breaks the full court pressure. Got to Trankler. Trankler to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Trankler now with 14, his first field goal in the second half. They're back to within 7, down to 3:49 to go. Marshfield got the ball over to Hyder. Hyder gives it to Letterman. Letterman fakes in the lane. Now gives it outside to Thornhill. Back to Hyder and back to Thornhill. It's a travel, no call. Thornhill trying to pass it in the lane. Ball deflected by the defense and out of bounds. 3:33 to go in the game. 60-53, Thayer down 7. Now the officials are going to get together and I think see whose ball it should be. It should be Marshfield ball. It was deflected by the defense of Thayer. And it'll be number 32, Hunter Fryman, to trigger it in for the Jays. He'll bring it in to Thornhill out near midcourt. Thornhill and Hyder just going to play catch out there. Now the Bobcats jump out on him. And Thornhill looking to make a move. Gets to the top of the key, gives it back out to Hyder. So Marshfield obviously want to... Oh, and here's Letterman for 3. It's off the rim, no good. Belcher with a rebound. Well, that's not a good shot there in that situation. Trinkler brings it across the timeline, feeds to Deckard. Now right side to Heathcomb. Out on top to Deckard, thought about the 3. Now penetrates the lane, gets to Belcher for 3 out of the corner. It's off the rim, no good. And Marshfield's Thornhill comes down with a loose ball. Thornhill working it across the floor. Oh, got it up to Messick. Almost threw it away. And Messick caught it just before it went out of bounds. Back out to Thornhill on top. Thornhill working away from the defender. Gives it up to Hyder. He's calm. Comes out on him. He'll feed it back to Thornhill. And Thornhill is going to get fouled out near midcourt by Trinkler. Trinkler called for foul. Will be his second of the game. Now Dominic Boyce and Kipton Horton check in for Thayer. Riley White and Heath Combs will check out. So Thayer's got every three-point shooter they've got on the bench on the floor right now. It's come that time, 2:43 in the game, and we're going to get a timeout call by Marshfield. 2:43 to play in the game. Thayer down 7. Marshfield will inbound the ball after this timeout. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyke with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm honest, dependable, and ready to work for you. Wanting to sell? I'm your woman. Need to buy? I'm your woman. Give me an opportunity to work for you in Missouri or Arkansas. Call or text me, April Wozdyke, at 870-710-8090. The woman to call for all your real estate needs.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Oh, we're back to Marshfield. Thayer Bobcats will be playing defense here as Marshfield will inbound the ball with 2:43 to play in the game. Thayer is down 7. And Bobcats haven't scored a while. Matter of fact, Bobcats have only scored 7 points in this fourth quarter. They trailed by 7 coming into the period. Both teams have scored 7. Marshfield with the ball. Thornhill runs down the inbound pass in the backcourt. Brings it out top. Oh! Almost lost into the backcourt. And here's a steal for Belcher. Belcher will drive to the bucket, lays it up. No good. Boyce has his shot blocked. And how there wasn't foul on the contact when Belcher went to the rim, I don't know. But anyway, Boyce got the offensive rebound. His shot was blocked and out of bounds. So Thayer will trigger it in with 2:25 to go in the game. Down by 7. Boyce, the trigger man, got to hurry. Does get it into Trinkler. Trinkler working away from the defense. Got it out to Horton. Horton's pass to the right side, deflected and out of bounds off the hands of Marshfield. Thayer looking to get somebody set up and shoot a 3. Down by 7 here. Trying to get back in this game. Deckard, the trigger man, will trigger it into the backcourt to Horton. Bobcat freshman brings it across the timeline, working against Thornhill. Gives it to Belcher. And now to Hollis Deckard. Deckard trying to get it down low to a Belcher. He pulls it and gets the ball to the wing on the left side. Belcher over to Horton, and now Trinkler. Trinkler has it poked away, gets it back, looking to go to the bucket, and he traveled with the basketball. Yes, they did. Trinkler took an extra step and Thayer turns it over with 2 minutes remaining exactly. And now we're getting a whistle, and Thayer going to get a sub in. Heath Combs is going to check into the game, and Dominic Boyce will come out for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, Thayer looking for a little defense in the middle here. And they finally start the clock after Marshfield gets the ball up to the midcourt. 60-53. Marshfield almost threw it away. Good catch down there that time by Shad. Shad gets it all up to Thornhill. Thornhill has it poked away on the dribble. Got rid of it, and now Trinkler will take it away. Trinkler will drive for the uncontested layup. It's good. Trinkler now with 16, and Thayer back within five on a beautiful play by the freshman, Hunter Trinkler. We got a minute 39 to play in the game, and Coach Matt Pitts calls a timeout for the Thayer Bobcats. 60-55, Thayer down five. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
Well, beautiful defensive play on that last Marshfield possession by Hunter Trinkler, who coasted down for the uncontested layup. And Thayer back to within five here with, well, a little less than 2 minutes to play in the game. And Coach Matt Pitts called that timeout, wanted to get something set for his Thayer Bobcats. It looks like Thayer's going to come with some full-court pressure here. See how Marshfield will respond. Bobcats going down the stretch here with Belcher, Deckard, Combs, Trinkler, and Horton on the floor. Minute 39 to play. Thayer needs the ball. You don't want to have to foul to try and get it back here. It'll be Cucci to inbound for Marshfield. Got it to Thornhill. Thornhill, double team. And Horton almost got a steal for the Thayer Bobcats. Horton and Trinkler had Thornhill tied up in the corner. Marshfield will trigger it in again. Got it to Thornhill. Thornhill in the backcourt. Trinkler's on it. Thornhill trying to dribble around. Still hasn't made any progress toward midcourt. Now Cucci got across the timeline to Shad, whose shot is blocked by Belcher. Loose ball on the floor. Thayer Bobcats have got it. Heath Combs. What a play by Belcher. Thayer Bobcats down by five. Minute 19 to go. Get it out front to Trinkler. Trinkler dribble drives into the lane, and he traveled with the basketball. A lot of contact, and Trinkler fell down and called for the travel. So Thayer turns it over after a beautiful play by Jaden Belcher coming out of nowhere. And Marshfield will get it across the timeline. Cucci's got it. Got it down to Adams. Adams in the lane. Kicks it back outside. Thornhill on the left side. Cross court. And a three-point shot. Really? And it's good. Dead hits the three-pointer out of the corner to put Marshfield back up by eight. Here comes Deckard for Thayer all the way to the bucket. Lays it up with the left hand. No good, but he's fouled on the play. And are they not going to call it on the shot? Fouled on number 32. That is Fryman. And, yeah, they're going to call on the shot. Two shots for Hollis Deckard. And the Thayer Bobcats down eight here with 52 seconds to go. Deckard will go to the line and will shoot. By the way, thank you, Thayer Bobcat Boosters, helping to bring us the game, including partners in Shine and West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains, in their new location right out in front of Hershey. Steed Trucking in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, and Toyota of West Plains. Hollis Deckard. Well, they still haven't given him the ball to shoot the free throw. They've been lined up there for 5 minutes. And now they do. Hollis Deckard. Hollis with 17 tonight for the Bobcats. Make it 18 as he hits the first one. And that makes it a 7-point game. Now Riley White checks into the ball game. Kipton Horton goes out. Dominic Boyce is going to check in for Thayer as well. And Dominic will be going in for the shooter. Deckard, second free throw is up and good. Hollis with 19. And now Thayer going to put Dom in. That's to play defense. They are in the full court pressure here with 52 seconds left, down by six. Marshfield will trigger it into Thornhill. Thornhill gets up the sideline. Bobcats cut him off. And finally, Coochie takes the pass and gets it across the timeline. Coochie dribbles, almost has it poked away. Gets it back out to Thornhill. And we're going to get a foul called on Hunter Trinkler. That'll be his third, but that one is to put him at the free throw line. And now Deckard and Nicholson will check back in. Boyce and Combs will check out. 42 seconds left. They are down 6. 63-57. The non-shooting foul, only the third foul on Thayer. Now the ball comes in to Thornhill. He's fouled immediately. That will be on number 12 or 21. Hollis Deckard will be his first in the game. That is number 4. So on the next one, Marshfield will go to the free throw line. Coochie is the trigger man here. And lobs the ball in. Got to Fryman, and Fryman is fouled immediately by Trinkler. Trinkler's got to be careful. That's number 4 on him, and the Bobcats need him in this final 39 seconds. It's 4, so somebody else is going to have to do the fouling next time. It'll send Fryman to the line, trying to add to a 6-point lead for Marshfield. The first free throw is good. Fryman with 6 points now in the game. That is his first point in the second half. A 6'2 senior, and he hits them both. And Marshfield pulls off the full court pressure. 37 seconds. Trinkler with the ball for Thayer. Has it taken away by Fryman. No loose on the floor. Bobcats have got it. Got it to Nicholson. Nicholson will try to bounce it down to Riley White, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Marshfield ball with 26 seconds remaining in the game. And Thayer down by 8, 65-57. Just been a much closer game than the final score is going to indicate. Thayer's going to foul here, and if Marshfield hits free throws, they're going to win this game and break a 6-game losing streak. Well, they've lost 6 of their last 7. And they inbound it to Fryman. Fryman going to be fouled by Deckard, or was it Trinkler? They're going to call it on Trinkler, and that'll be number 5 on Hunter Trinkler. Gibson Horton will check in for the Bobcats. And with 25 seconds left, it'll be Fryman going to the free throw line. He just hit 2, trying to hit 2 more, and it's up and good. When you get in this situation, if you hit free throws, you win ball games, and that's what's happening here tonight. Blue Jays are hitting free throws, and boy, they hit a bunch of 3s in this game as well. And Fryman, 9 points now for Fryman. Here comes Thayer with it, down by 10. Belcher going in the bucket, lays it up, no good, rebound. And with 16 seconds left, Thayer just going to let them run out the clock. Not much Bobcats can do about it here. Coochie's got it, handles it against Horton. Now takes it inside, circles back out, down to 5 seconds play. He'll give it to Thornhill. Thornhill will just hold it. And the man with the Marshfield Blue Jays will win it 67-57 is your final. Marshfield, the winner over the Thayer Bobcats here on a Friday night on the Ecom Sports Network.